Could we have a song this morning? Maybe we can sing This Is the Day. Can we sing that? Why don't we all stand? Maybe we can sing louder. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord. We will rejoice. Very good. A couple weeks ago, well, first of all, I received a gift from my Heavenly Father this morning. Who can guess what that might have been? Anybody want to? Brand new day. What you just sang, this is the day the Lord has made, right? Yeah, we all received a gift from our Heavenly Father this morning, a brand new day, a day that never will be and never was and never will be. I guess a couple weeks ago I was challenged or kind of it hit me a new way. I drove in this place and there was a little three boards out in the flower bed, and it said, every day is a gift from God. And it struck me like it never did before. And I think as we go through life sometimes, we take things for granted, and I think it's good to be reminded again that, you know, God gives us, God gave us this day. This is the day the Lord has made. Okay, let's sing another song, Jesus Loves Me. You all like that, right? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, a little louder. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Okay, you may be seated. Yeah, Junior was saying about seeking, I guess. My thought is that we're diligent. That's what I kind of, in Hebrews 12:14, it says about falling peace with all men and holiness, without no man will see the Lord. Then it goes on, this, looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I guess I kind of liked that thought of diligent. See, I got a little bit of a, just two pieces of string, okay? Well, that's how we kind of come into this world. We're without God. And just the last song that we sang, Jesus Loves Me, you know, we sing, the Bible tells me so. So we believe that. And a couple weeks ago, like nine were baptized. They made that commitment. Follow Jesus. And see, That commitment needs to be in God's way, God's plan. And I just have a little illustration maybe here we can... See, now it's together. We need to be diligent as we go through life, as we make a commitment to God every day, then we need to be diligent. See, if we're diligent, that knot, that'll hold. We can, you know, that's as strong as the rest of the rope is. And then what happens if we're not diligent, we slack off and we become careless, casual. We just back off a little bit. See, it just comes apart very easy. But if we're diligent, keep it nice and tight every day as we go through life, we can have that connection with God. And our anchor will hold. So I'd like to, and you know, if we become, and like it says here in 15, lest any man feel the grace of God. God gives us grace if we're diligent. Whatever we face in life, we can be diligent, but if we fail that, we become slack, and that's, you know, the devil in this world. It soon comes apart. That's why we need to be diligent and anchored in the solid rock, Jesus Christ, as we go through life. So I guess that's my encouragement to y'all this morning, that we'd be diligent in serving the Lord. And follow God and His Word and the principles of God's Word. If it's anything other than that, we get slack our anchor doesn't hold anymore. So why don't we all stand and have a word of prayer yet? Could we pray the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may get back to your parents.